Joseph. Falcon, this is Endeavour, reading you 5 square at 2.6 B.
Endeavour, this is Houston. I got your message loud and clear.
Houston, Endeavour.
Endeavour, this is Houston. Go ahead.
Roger, Carl. Jim's been calling you on SPN.
Sorry about that. They're just telling me here that we do have some problems and we need to stand by for a few more minutes.
Okay, I understand. Stand by for a few minutes before we try again.
Is with the tracking station at Goldstone. It's expected to be cleared up very shortly. Goldstone is ready now.
Fifteen, this is Houston, and we're all set up for the voice check.
Houston is now configured to go along with you on the voice check.
Houston, Captain Miss Endeavor. Apparently Falcon is reading you 5 square, but you're not reading him.
That's correct. I've had no messages from Falcon.
Okay, he has been calling you, Carl. Houston, 15.
15, this is Houston.
Okay, Carl, what are you receiving? Are you getting any low bit rate from the LEM, from the Falcon?
That's affirmative.
You are, okay. Houston, this Endeavor, be advised, Falcon's going high bit rate, and we'll give you another call.
Roger. Falcon, this is Houston. How do you read?
Houston, this Endeavor again. Apparently, Falcon's still reading you, but you're not reading him. How do you pick him up with high bit rate?
Endeavor, Houston is getting the high bit rate data okay, and we'd like to have you hold this present configuration while we think a bit.
Okay, Carl.
Say again?
That's a pretty level thing.
Oh boy, navy blue, yeah. Colorful. Too bad they don't work very well.
There, have them watch you configure the camera.
You do?
Yeah.
That might be embarrassing.
Really?
Because you might not get a good.
Should be back over to right-hand side.
Oh, my.
You had it last, Al, when you were cleaning up the screens.
I put it in that compartment there, Al, just above the emergency medical kit.
Compartment above the emergency medical kit.
15, this is Houston. We're reading you on Vox.
Not on Vox.
sound voice back?
Oh, yeah, it would. Hot mic.
Good, I'm glad you're reading us, Houston. Finally. Are we coming through the loud and clear now, Carl?
Roger, Falcon, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, I guess while we're in this position,
we gotta go back to low.
We've got,
we gotta go back to low, bit rate.
Yeah. One little problem we ought to discuss with you before we go on. It seems that somewhere along the way, the outer pane of glass on the tape meter has been shattered. I don't know whether you can get a picture of it on the TV or not. We'll get Al to try and zero in. But about 70% of the glass is gone. The inner pane of glass seems to be okay. There is no apparent damage to the tape meter itself. It's sitting on 520 and 482. But I don't know whether you can see it or not, but I'll trace the area which is missing with my finger here. And it looks like the pieces we found, I found one piece that's almost an inch in size, and there's some smaller ones around. We'll try to pick it up with the tape and then get the vacuum cleaner later on to get it all up. So far, that's the only obvious discrepancy we've found.
Roger, Dave, we're reading it loud and clear.
Can I go back? Okay, back a little bit rate. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Camera's configured, Dave. Okay, we're on low bit rate. Okay. Houston, how do you read Falcon on low bit rate?
Falcon, Houston's reading it loud and clear on low bit rate.
Roger, we read you the same. Okay, let's go back, Biomed right, high bit rate. Okay. High and right.
Houston, this is Falcon on high bit rate with Biomed right. How do you read?
Roger, Falcon, we're reading you loud and clear.
Houston, this is Falcon again, Biomed right and low bit rate.
Roger, Falcon, we're reading you loud and clear on Biomed right and low bit rate. Endeavor, we're not reading Falcon at the present time, and we've had loss of signal.
Houston, Endeavor, Roger, understand, and I wonder if you just got that last piece on the TV there. It was a piece of gray tape with some glass on it that came out of the tape meter.
We're getting a very good picture of it, thank you.
Houston, this is Falcon. How do you read?
Falcon, this is Houston. Reading you loud and clear. How us?
Houston, we caught the first part of your transmission, and then you were cut out.
Roger, Falcon, this is Houston. How do you read us?
I'll read you loud and clear. Okay, Houston, we're in PCM high. How do you read?
Roger, Houston is reading you loud and clear, and did I understand PCM high?
That's affirm. Houston, this is Falcon standing by for a voice and range check.
Roger, Falcon, we're ready for step 8.
Houston, we're configured for step 8.
Roger, Falcon, we're reading you loud and clear. How us?
Loud and clear.
The picture is Dave Scott. The voice is Jim Irwin.
ED voltage reading 37 on both.
Roger, Falcon, we copy that. Falcon, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Falcon.
Roger, we'd like to tell you that the initial problem with the S-band was a ground problem. And it looks as though all of the comm checks are go. And we would like to ask if our VHF uplink was okay.
Okay, VHF A and B both checked out with Endeavor loud and clear. And since we don't have anything other than the sequence camera to check out here, we're going to check that out and then power down and take care of the rest of the housekeeping without the power.
Roger, Falcon. Falcon, this is Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Be advised that we have had an excellent TV show here and that you can secure it as you like. And I'd like to remind you that we have an update to the LEM contingency checklist that we need to make before you leave the LEM.
Okay, we'll take that over in the command module, Carl. We'll go ahead and power the LEM down now and clean up the housekeeping and see you on the other side.
Falcon, stand by. We're interested in the ops checkout.
All right, we can give you that from the command module.
Roger.
We'll do all the housekeeping. We'll just give you a report from Endeavor.
Falcon, that all sounds good, and only one other matter, and that's the docking index angle as you go back through.
All right, we checked that. It was plus 0.1.
We copy.
Hey, Houston, correction, that's a minus 0.1.
Correction received.
It's so close to zero, it's hard to tell.
Houston, Endeavor.
Endeavor, this is Houston.
Okay, Carl, I'll go ahead and secure the TV now.
Very good.